Now, what about out and about in the open countryside where we have all the farmland and there are a variety of farm animals at various ages that unfortunately and sadly are being attacked by dogs that would be off, well and truly off the leash? The worrying of farm animals is an issue for the Ulster Farmers Union. And I want to speak to Victor Chestnut from the Ulster Farmers Union. Victor, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How much livestock is being worried by dogs out and about across the country?
Yes, the worrying thing is that the statistics this year showed that this spring there was an increase, and it's something that we want to make the public aware of, because I'm sure any right-minded thinking member of the public doesn't want to see worrying in livestock. I know from a farmer's perspective, to find sheep worried with dogs, they are so helpless, and it's one of the most soul-destroying things you could come across as your flock worried with sheep. Not only do the ones that are injured are in problems, but the other one are so stressed out that they maybe never get right over it. I know of cases that have had sheep worried in the past, they were never able to use their own farm dog again.
It is a sad picture that you paint. Are we talking 100% about sheep, or are other animals sometimes attacked by dogs?
Well, sheep would be the main one. The main one. Other animals could be scared and maybe run and go over a fence or something like that there, but it's mainly sheep. It's nearly all sheep, but the other animals can be scared with dogs, and the biggest risk there is them taking running off and then galloping onto a fence or onto a drain or something like that there.
Why do dogs do it? What is it about sheep that entices the dog to attack it? Do they see the sheep almost as just a large version of themselves?
No, dogs, the nature of a dog is to hunt for food. I suppose that's just in the nature of them, and they revert to nature. It maybe starts quite innocently where the dog's loose and the sheep start running away because they're scared. The dog starts to chase, it becomes fun. Then if the dog starts to get bite and gets a taste of blood, then you wouldn't believe what your family pet or my family pet could turn into a real killer. And I think people don't realise that it's in a dog's nature somewhere in the background to attack, and unfortunately that comes out if they're left to their own devices.
And of course, if a dog isn't properly housed and is getting out at night on its own and meets up with other dogs and they go on the prowl, so to speak, they're in a field, they startle sheep, as you've suggested there, the sheep run all roads and directions, the dogs get carried away and they start biting. They go from one sheep to the other. It's not that they would devour a sheep and eat it, they simply kill and rip the sheep and move on to another one.
That's right. If you've ever experienced dog worrying, it's something that you do, sheep worrying, it's something you never want to experience again. Thankfully, I keep sheep myself. Thankfully, it's years since I had a problem, but I've seen it three or four times in my life, and I don't want to see it again. It's horrific. It's horrific. The damage one or two dogs can do in a night, really, it's just unbelievable. You just could hardly believe that two dogs could cause such havoc. And then, as I say, some of the sheep never really get over the scare.
Yeah, when I was young, it used to be a problem in our parish. And I remember some of the men who had legally held shotguns, they would be asked by the farmers to go out at like 4 o'clock in the morning and sit in the field to see if the dogs came. Is that legal or illegal?
It's legal for a farmer to protect his stock. And if a dog is worrying sheep or in a farmer's field, it's legal for the farmer to shoot them. But, you know, I mean, we don't want to come to that. Now, if you ask me, I have a legally held firearm myself. If you ask me to come and put your dog down if it was sick or something, I couldn't do it. But if a dog was attacking my sheep, I would have no problem doing it. You know where I'm getting from.
Totally, because you're trying to rear sheep, and you know it's a terrible experience for the poor little animal to be ripped apart by a dog and to be scared to that extent. So the onus is on the dog owner, and the onus is, I presume, on government to have the right rules and regulations in place. The dog owners, first of all, are some of them incredibly irresponsible?
I would try to think the best of people, and I think nobody keeps a dog, you know, with it, with the sole purpose of letting it go to worry sheep. But it's just been irresponsible. Some dog owners are irresponsible. They let their dog roam, and as you quite rightly say, they can meet up with other dogs, and then a pack of dogs is the worst you can get, two or three dogs together. And all of a sudden, what was a family pet and what is a family pet turns into a massive killer.
So are you painting a picture of like a fine, friendly dog that could lie at the fire during the day or run about the yard during the afternoon? If it gets away later on in the day or early in the morning with other dogs or even on its own, that it could kill and at the same time come back and be very placid among the family?
Well, undoubtedly so. Undoubtedly so. That's what happens on many occasions, and people can't understand. I've quite often heard it said my dog wouldn't do that, but they don't realise that the dog has this inbuilt nature of hunting, and you know, it comes out and they get the taste of blood, they seem to turn into a different animal.
So get the message across to dog owners, whether they're country dog owners or people on the edge of towns that may be in the general vicinity of farmland. You've got to know where your dog is. Is there anything else that can be done from a legal perspective? I know we don't have a government at this present moment in time, but is it something that when we do have a government that they take seriously?
Yes, we think they should update their laws and add to their laws and strengthen their laws. We need to, you know, we need to get on top of this problem. It's unacceptable in this day and age when helpless, defenceless animals can be attacked and killed by dogs.
So give me an example.
We think legislation needs to be tightened up.
Yeah, give me an example of a law that you would like introduced.
Well, we would like the ability if a dog's suspected for a vet to go and maybe take a sample out of that dog, if you know, take a dog sample or a DNA sample and match it up and then prosecute if that's the case.
And you would expect people
because
to be fined?
Because unfortunately some of these dogs... Yeah, so we think that the dog owner should be responsible, you know, at the end of the day. Listen, farmers are people who look after livestock and we're animal lovers. But we can't... We have fences up to keep our bulls and our animals in a field, and we think it's not unreasonable to expect somebody that wants to keep a dog as a pet to look after their animals.
Yeah, it's not an unreasonable suggestion. Victor, thank you very much indeed. Victor Chestnut from Ulster Farmers Union. Do you have a dog? When you look at it, do you think if that dog was in a field with sheep, could it attack the sheep? I think if the answer that you're coming up with is no, it wouldn't attack sheep, you don't know anything about your dog. Honestly, maybe it's a country boy in me. I've got dogs myself. I keep them on. I go to Donegal, for instance, quite a bit, and I keep, when I'm walking the dogs in Donegal, I keep them on a lead. There's sheep in every other field in Donegal, and you know, we Belfast dogs, when they see sheep in a field, they think, holy hoax, let's get in there. That'll be queer crack, you know, from a chasing perspective. And then that leads to biting, and biting leads to blood taste, and blood taste leads to destruction. So if you think your dog wouldn't do it, you're fooling yourself. However, if you'd like to give your opinion on it, you know the number, 0289033105. 0289033105.